AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Houston today, one person was killed, another was wounded in a shooting at a Texas Southern University student housing complex. The campus is on lockdown. Police say a possible suspect has been detained in Houston. One person was killed overnight, three others wounded. A suspect is in custody. Shots were fired at the campus of Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff.
I'm just shocked. Like, of all campuses for this to happen, I would not think NAU would be a place where a shooting would happen. Like, this is a very safe campus.
Alex Newman is a senior at the school. Officials say the four people shot were members of the same fraternity, and the accused gunman was not a member of the fraternity. Protesters are in Oregon waiting for the arrival of President Obama. He will visit with families of the victims of the deadly shooting last week at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg, Oregon. Gun rights supporters are in the area. They say many locals are angry with Obama for calling for tighter gun restrictions. Paul Ryan likes his job as House Ways and Means Committee chair, but there is a big push for him to become the next Speaker of the House.
I believe he's going home this weekend to soul search with his family about whether or not he can, in fact, accept this job, a job he doesn't want, he isn't seeking, but is seeking him.
California Republican Daryl Issa is among those who think Paul Ryan should be the next Speaker of the House. The Pentagon says it has put a hold on its efforts to train a force of Syrian fighters to take on the Islamic State group. They instead will focus on bolstering Kurdish, Arab, and other rebel groups already fighting Islamic State extremists outside of Syria. In Kentucky, two young cousins, 5 and 7 years old, who wandered away from a campground have been found alive. The boys spent the night in rugged terrain in the Red River Gorge area. They were found about a mile from their campsite. Wall Street stocks are mixed. The Dow is up about 9 points. This is AP Radio News. At least one voting member of the Federal Reserve thinks there will be an interest rate hike either this month or in December.
Dennis Lockhart, president of the Fed's Atlanta Regional Bank, says he'll be watching consumer activity closely before he makes up his mind on how to vote, but does say the economy's progress is consistent with what he calls liftoff relatively soon. Last month, he voted with the 9-1 majority against a rate hike. When the Fed does start raising rates, something it has not done in 9 years, it will eventually mean higher rates for consumers and business borrowers. Julie Walker, New York.
According to the Oregon Retailers of Cannabis Association, more than $11 million worth of pot was sold during the state's first week of legal recreational sales of marijuana. It outpaced the first week of recreational sales in Colorado and Washington. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.